further. Here we go. Come over here, but you had fake types of soil to grow it. You know, we don't find a whole lot of that type of soil around here. And we grow a lot of Lespedeza. Lespedeza is one of our main A's, and we have soybean A, clover A, and the clovers. But Lespedeza, man, is how well we have some grass A's like in this part called fescue, and we have a Bermuda A's too. Well, those are some of the A's that we've started growing recently. Lespedeza is one of our old. And you said to say we find some alfalfa. We'll find some alfalfa growing, but not as much. Lespedeza, I guess, is about our biggest hit.
Somebody told me that Bermuda grass was a weed that you had to get out of the cotton. Is that
Bermuda grass?
Yes, I understood it was a weed that they had to chop out of cotton, but I may be mixed up.
No, we don't find too much Bermuda grass in cotton fields. No. The grass that you find mostly in cotton fields is crab grass, and then you find some Johnson grass, and you find some weeds. You see, but Bermuda grass, we don't usually find that. Well, you won't hardly find that too much out in the fields. You know that you cultivate. You find it in pastures. Now we plant Bermuda grass for pastures. You see, for grazing, and for hay.
I'd like to ask you some questions about corn. If you grew corn, if somebody would have, say, this one horse or two horse crop, what would they, on these large farms, how would the corn be grown? Because I assume the cornmeal is pretty important. How would the corn be grown? How would it be divided up?
Oh, how would it be divided up? Well, the owner of his farm, had a lot of what we call sharecroppers. Well, that sharecropper, he usually had a farm that he would furnish the livestock, the mules, all the equipment and everything, and he'd furnish half of the seed and half of the fertilizer. He used fertilizer on, and then they would divide the corn, hay, and hay. He'd take, the landlord would take half and the sharecropper would take half.
I see. So the sharecropper would grow
He put his labor in half the fertilizer.
And he would grow not just cotton, but he'd grow some corn.
He'd grow some corn. They'd have cotton crop and a corn crop. And most time it left to the landlord how much he was there.
So I'm going to tell him how much of his land.
Yeah, how much of the land he did he have gotten, how much he planted corn and everything.
Well, then he'd harvest the corn. What would he do with it?
The sharecropper usually would probably sell some of it if he had too much, and then if he had some hogs or something like that, he'd keep it and feed it. Maybe he had some other cows. See, usually sharecroppers would have, they'd have maybe some meat in the hogs. They'd have two or three hogs, maybe more. And then they might have a cow or two that they would use for milking and things like that.
I see.
Back in those days, people lived at home a whole lot, you know. They raised most of the meat, you see. And they had cows, they milked those cows, you know, made their own butter and all